This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. A lot of things I still want to talk about throughout the show today. Mary Kay Cabot was with us in the last segment. If you missed any of the interview, it is available on the Odyssey app, and we appreciate everybody who's listening on the Odyssey app, especially when you live stream us. Sam Amico is going to join us a little bit later in the show. We're also going to talk a little hockey today, aren't we? I'm very excited about that. We
might do
that.
I knew you would.
Next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about this.
We held off so that you could talk about it today.
Oh, you guys didn't talk about it at all yesterday?
Not really.
Wow.
We just thought, well, it's, you know, this is Andy's deal.
No, it's not Andy's deal. It's our deal. What's the show? We're a big family.
It's a big philosophy thing, but you're at the center of it.
Oh, it has to do with fighting, doesn't it? I'm sure it does.
It has to do with hockey.
No, I'm sure it has to do with your... But you want to go straight for the fighting thing. We'll do that in a minute here. Mary Kay Cabot put out the notion of the Browns perhaps drafting two quarterbacks, two running backs. They definitely have the picks to do it.
Would you be
opposed? So what would the quarterback room look like next year, right? There'd be like two young quarterbacks that they would draft this year, a free agent quarterback that they would bring in, probably a high-paid free agent quarterback that could guide these guys and start the beginning of the season. Man, it feels like 1999 all over again. But and then Deshaun would like have an annex probably, right? There'd be the quarterback room and there'd be the quarterback annex.
They're not going to allow him in.
Yeah, he's allowed in, but he can have his own like annex. He can have another room.
It'll be a rehab. The young guys.
Rehab room. That's what it'll be.
We want to teach the young guys to stay in the pocket. You're not allowed to talk to them.
What did we learn?
I thought Mary Kay's thought about the two quarterbacks drafting two is interesting. I'm not completely sold on that idea. I do think they'll draft a quarterback at some point. I don't mind the idea of sign a veteran and sign a young veteran and draft a guy. That one actually appeals to me. I've mentioned the names of the guys that were once highly thought of who are now getting kicked to the curb throughout the NFL. I wouldn't mind bringing in one of those guys along with the veterans who have been around and then draft a guy. And I would think you're going to draft a quarterback either with your first or second round pick. Wouldn't you think? I mean, I can't imagine them not taking a quarterback either with the second pick or the 33rd pick. Or trading up from 33 and getting back into the first round to draft somebody who's dropped, Jackson Dart.
I buy that more than I would buy drafting a quarterback at 33.
Would you?
Yeah.
Because the longer this goes, even though everybody says these quarterbacks, blah, 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 we all know how it goes. You know, I mean, if you could invest in a quarterback as a stock, you'd make a lot of money. They all seem to go up the closer you get to the draft. I'll bet you Jackson Dart doesn't last until the second round. And if for some reason they like him,
that's
almost...
That's why you'd have to go back up.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
If they like him almost as much as Ward or Sanders, who everybody assumes... are the two guys that everybody wants on the top of the draft. And I do think that's an assumption, don't you? Everybody is saying it's Ward and it's Sanders. But, you know, maybe some team thinks it's Milroe. Some team thinks it's Dart. And, you know, if that team can get their guy at 20 by trading up or whatever.
There's only one quarterback that scares me as your second quarterback pick on the Browns. You know who that is, right?
Yeah, it's Jalen Milroe.
No.
Oh, it's Shadur?
No, it's not a scare thing.
Shadur?
No, it's Will Howard. And I'll explain why.
Wait a minute. Is a second round pick?
No, as a second quarterback pick.
Oh, because you think he's going to come in and be Kirk Cousins reincarnated in Washington?
Well, no. What I do think is that if you decide you want to draft a quarterback at two, which Mary Kay seems very adamant about, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. And she has for some time.
Let's just say they go and they draft someone at two.
Mm-hmm.
Sanders. Yeah, let's say they pick Sanders. It's hypothetical. Then they pick Will Howard third, fourth round, right? If things go even a little bit sideways for Sanders, right? If they go just a little bit sideways for him, that they'll be like, well, I want to see what Will Howard looks like. I watched him in college. I know what he can do here. Because let's face it, everyone's an Ohio State expert here. So that like they would want to see him early. And based on the fact that the Browns didn't bring Joe Flacco back last year, because they were worried about, you know, the pressure between Flacco and Watson to start the season. That's why I could see them avoiding Will Howard later, even if he was available as that second quarterback pick if they decided to take two in the draft. If you're worried about and you shouldn't be. You should be drafting the best football players ever, but I just don't think teams think that way sometimes, and I think they look bigger picture, and they're worried about they should never worry about it because this is how you become a fan yourself. But you're worried about the way it looks, and you're worried about having unnecessary pressure on a quarterback when you know you need to develop them. Like, no matter who they take it to, they're going to take, if they take a quarterback, they're going to need at least a little bit of time to get used to being in the NFL. And I think teams that don't respect that find themselves with a young quarterback that struggles a lot early on. There's just no reason to have to do that, especially if you're going to bring in a veteran free agent quarterback. So that's why that Will Howard theory kind of is like, if you're going to take Will Howard, I don't know if, you know, where you take him makes a difference.
Did you, are you warming up to the idea of Shadur Sanders? Because you were
again,
ballistic about Dion and drama and circus and all that stuff.
It seems like that's gone. And
he's coming off reason really
to,
well, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I have reason to believe that that if he is in the position, I'm sure, I mean, I'd love to see him have the job. If they want to draft him at two, it's not about me, it's about them. And it goes back to, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, if they love Shadur Sanders at two, then take him. Make him the quarterback and give him every opportunity and be prepared to have the good and the bad. And the bad is true for every quarterback that ever enters this league. Nothing is easy. You got to earn it, right?
We talked about that. You knew that was coming. There it goes.
So as long as we have patience and don't sit around after two games and go, I can't believe they picked Shadur Sanders. What a stupid pick. We took him because of his last name. And, you know, I know he played in Colorado, but Colorado's not the Big Ten, and it's not the SEC, and blah, 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 whatever, right?
Maybe they picked him because he likes the Browns.
That'd be great. If he likes the Browns and wants to be all in, and he loves the Browns as much as the Browns love him, fair enough. Let's go for it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's make it happen.
Did you see a little video that was posted social media-wise over the weekend?
I did not. Tell me about this video.
Shedeur Sanders. It's some video from somebody's living room. It almost looks like he's on the set of Love Connection, if you think back in the day. I don't know why. It's this white couch. And anyhow, he was talking with somebody sitting there about playing Madden, you know, the video game, right? And who he likes to play Madden as.
He was talking with Deion Jr., his brother.
That's his brother?
That's his brother.
Okay.
And it was...
I've seen no identifying of who his brother is.
And this is audio courtesy of Well Off Media.
Who you play with?
I don't even play Madden. I can play Madden.
You know who I play with.
I can play with anybody, though. He can only play with one team.
What team?
Brown.
Okay.
Okay.
I like how they
move around, bro.
That's the only team he can play with. Anybody else? It's trash.
I like how they move around on there. I like the setup.
He likes how the Browns move around on Madden.
Is that a reflection on Kevin?
Or is it a reflection on software engineers?
I think that's a reflection on Electronic Arts.
Well, I mean, if EA is using analytics, right?
Is it on Andrew Berry or is it on a software engineer sitting in some room somewhere?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, if
who's a Browns fan? It makes them better than...
If you need to get in the game, aren't you going to do your calculations and trends based on analytics? That would tell you that would be the same as...
Like William Byron, the Daytona 500 winner, winning and learning how to drive on computer. He's learning how to run the Browns offense on Madden.
Wouldn't be the first, right?
Does that mean anything, what he just said? Or is he just playing a video game?
Sounds to me like he did more studying than Johnny Manziel did already on the Browns. At least he knows the Madden playbook. Yeah, we'll get it fixed.
We'll get it fixed.
We'll get it fixed.
I think I say that to my wife at least twice a week.
We'll get it fixed.
We don't have any hot water in the kitchen?
We'll get it fixed.
Yeah. Cabinets are falling apart? Not
anymore.
We'll
get it fixed.
Not since I've... started talking to Choice Cabinets.
Our fridge wasn't cooling the other day.
Oh, no.
Really? Who needs a fridge right now? Just put stuff on your back. Just put it outside the back door. We are living in a freezer right now.
Apparently, somebody hit the temperature button. It's now working just fine.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay,
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that person named Jeff or no?
No.
Oh. Ratting out the rest of the family, are we?
Was it one of these moments where you looked in, turned the temperature knob, yelled out, "Honey, I fixed it," followed by this?
Oh, it was that scary moment. I said, you know, everything in the fridge is not really cold. To which my wife responded, "Well, it is." And she was getting ready to tell me how old it was. And I said, "Stop! Stop! Let's check the temperature and see if it's just needs adjusted." And it did.
Hey, if you are running low on ice, I've got plenty of it. I walked all over it on the way here 2 days after everyone else got rid of ice.
For advice on fixing things such as this, get your questions in for Ask It Basket and Phelps Helps. Just use that voice messaging system right on the Odyssey app and send those questions right in, and we'll teach you how to fix all sorts of things.
like my catalytic converter on another car.
Wait, what? You fix your catalytic converter?
Yes!
How? By the way, this has nothing to do with the Browns drafting two quarterbacks.
A little internet research.
What was wrong with your catalytic converter?
It's a story for another day.
Are you serious?
Somebody's going to have to ascend into Askin Baskin.
Did this require any tools?
Helps.
Did this require any tools?
Are you kidding? None.
Oh, nothing? Wow. You're like a magic man.
It's funny you're playing that song.
Is this what you played when the catalytic converter started working?
As he walked away, the car started.
Slowly.
And he put his arms up in the air and he said, ah.
A British product. A British product.
Yeah.
Has at least temporarily fixed my catalytic converter issue.
We'll get it fixed.
We'll get it fixed. Is that close?
No, that wasn't.
Chip chips?
No,
it
sounded like McCartney singing on the SNL thing.
Whoa, I didn't hear it. Was it bad?
His 80s.
So I'm really bummed out. I have not seen the entire show yet. I've seen bits and pieces.
McCartney was still good. Paul can't hit the high notes like he used to.
Oh, why don't you go help him out?
I never could hit the high notes. It's still McCartney. But there's your Super Bowl. Every year, just roll them out. Let's go.
Jeffrey, have you become a hockey fan? I know a lot of people that have become hockey fans this week. It's about the pride of wearing that jersey that says USA on the front of
Either that or UFC.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
Going
me?
Going MMA.
So you're ripping the game?
I didn't rip the game at all.
What are you trying to say?
I'll tell you next.
All right, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.